White, Clyde, Ohio, September 27, 1870. My dear son, Willie, I have left father sleeping in bed to get a chance to write a line to you this morning before daylight. Our camp meeting is closed. We had a profitable meeting. The words seem to affect hearts, and the people of God seem to settle deeper and deeper into the work. I was strengthened to speak Friday evening with freedom. Father spoke Sabbath morning, I in the afternoon with perfect freedom. Father spoke in the evening, Sunday, Father spoke in the forenoon with freedom to a large gathering for Ohio. He was clear, his voice relieved of hoarseness since the Charlotte camp meeting. In the afternoon, we had a large concourse of people. I again was blessed with freedom, for which I thank God. After I ceased speaking, many came to us to know when we would speak again. We told them, Monday afternoon. They had come, they said, 6 miles to hear me speak, and arrived just as I was closing. But a man of influence, a hotel keeper in the village, was desirous I should speak in the large, commodious Methodist church Monday evening. He had obtained the consent of the Methodist minister and the trustees. The way was open, and I dared not say no. So we changed the appointment. I spoke in the forenoon, the closing meeting upon the ground. Then Brother Van Horn went 3 miles and baptized, I think, 12. I was too weary to go. I lay down in the open air. The tent house was being packed, and I obtained a little rest. We did not get packed and off the ground till after dark. We then went to the Methodist house, a beautifully constructed building. I spoke about 1 hour with freedom to a crowded house, about 500 present. The notice had been given out in all the meeting houses in the place. I never had a better hearing. No Adventist has been able heretofore to get into the house. We hoped this effort might remove prejudice and open the way for some people, at least, to hear further in regard to our faith. We received your letter last night, which relieved our anxiety some. We pray for you and trust you in the hands of an all-wise and merciful God, and believe he will preserve you. We are both worn yet. We, neither of us, felt free to have our work close just here. We have, therefore, appointed another camp meeting in Indiana after we rest over 1 week, and then the week following to Kansas. So, you see, there is work still ahead for the poor pilgrims. God will sustain us if we are in the way of duty. The camp meeting in Indiana we thought necessary. You know they have done and said everything to get us to Indiana, but we have disappointed them and have never yet visited the state. Kansas sent in her plea, her entreaties, and signed a long list of names of petitioners. We decided not to go, but have repealed the decision after carefully reviewing the matter again. Our appointment will appear in the next review. On our return from Kansas, shall make a tarry at Iowa, a short time, if the providence of God permits. In regard to our campground in Ohio, I wish you could have seen it. It was a beautiful ground of grand old beeches, maples and oaks, horse chestnuts, and many other trees, so high and lofty, towering towards the heavens. You could scarcely see the tops of the trees. I picked up the most wonderful, large acorns I ever saw. They are a perfect sight in size. I gathered some as a curiosity. I also gathered a few buckeyes, horse chestnuts. Well, when do you propose to come home to Battle Creek? James says you will want to leave next Monday, take Brother Little John with you, and get to Battle Creek in season for him to go with us to Indiana. So you see how the matter stands. Bring Rosetta with you. Don't come without her. Love to all. In much haste. Your mother.